Governor Charlie Baker was in Washington yesterday testifying before the Senate Health Committee as part of a rare bipartisan effort to fix a part of Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. The mission, trying to get a divided Congress to stabilize individual health care markets. How'd it go? From Washington, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
Baker says to fix what ails the healthcare markets begins by following Massachusetts' example of working across party lines.
Bipartisan cooperation is essential to achieving quality, affordable healthcare coverage and stabilizing any market.
Baker testified with four other governors, Democrats and Republicans, to talk about a big challenge facing the Affordable Care Act right now, the shakiness of the individual healthcare markets. Here's the committee chairman, Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, who says last year Blue Cross pulled out of Knoxville, Nashville, and Memphis, which affected everybody in those health care markets.
Tennessee's insurance commissioner testified yesterday. She said our state's individual market is very near collapse. An insurer in Virginia announced it'll pull out of parts of the state for the 2018 plan year, leaving 62,000 Virginians facing the very real prospect of having zero options for insurance next year.
So that's what Baker and four other governors, Bill Haslam of Tennessee, Steve Bullock of Montana, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Gary Herbert of Utah came to talk about. Among the challenges facing the markets are threats from the Trump administration to cut off federal payments, so-called cost-sharing reimbursements, or CSRs. It's among the reasons that markets in many rural states are beginning to collapse or at least shrink. Baker says the uncertainty about those federal payments is also affecting Massachusetts.
The reason the CSRs are so important at this point in time is to create stability and a sense of consistency for people at a point in time when they are literally going to be purchasing coverage for the next year. If the CSRs aren't in place, they're going to have to reprice those products, and they're probably going to go up by somewhere around 20%.
Baker and his fellow governors all urged Congress to ensure that the federal reimbursements continue. Without them, insurers will continue to pull out of markets or raise their rates dramatically. There were other suggestions from the governors as well. Baker urged lawmakers to loosen regulations within the Affordable Care Act so that states could have more flexibility to deliver health care that's both comprehensive and less expensive.
It's no secret that Massachusetts is committed to continuing to provide access to high-quality, affordable health insurance for all of our residents. An increased waiver flexibility would allow us to more effectively meet that commitment.
After the long, bruising, and ultimately unsuccessful Republican effort to kill Obamacare, moderate Republicans, led by Lamar Alexander, were talking about ways to fix the law. Democrat Patty Murray of Washington took note of yesterday's rare display of bipartisanship.
I hope we can focus on areas of common ground rather than getting bogged down in ideology again that drove that Trump care debate. And if we can do this, I believe a bipartisan agreement on health care reform is possible. Not easy, but possible.
The individual health care market is a relatively small part of America's health care picture, covering just 6% of the insured. That's why Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the former presidential candidate, said there's a need to focus on larger challenges beyond just tweaking the Affordable Care Act.
But I think, Mr. Chairman, the time has come when we as a nation, and what the polling now tells us, 60% of the American people now believe the federal government should take responsibility, working with the states, in guaranteeing health care to all people as a right, something that I believe.
Even so, Sanders said it's no small thing that the Affordable Care Act provided health insurance to an additional 20 million Americans. Yesterday's hearing was about trying to ensure that they'll continue to have it. The bigger debate about government-guaranteed universal health care will have to wait. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Washington.